This is Morning Edition. Two North Carolina cities are vying for a Major League Soccer franchise. Raleigh and Charlotte both hope to field teams that compete in the top men's soccer league in the U.S., but it won't come cheap. The new franchise fee alone is $150 million. Jason DeBruin takes a look at the strengths of Raleigh's bid and the many hurdles it faces.
In late July, Triangle soccer fanatics gathered in downtown Raleigh to support North Carolina FC and its team owner, Steve Malik. It was a big day for the club. This was the day MLS Deputy Commissioner Mark Abbott came for a site visit. NCFC loyalists showered the crowd with their favorite game day chants. For those who don't know, Major League Soccer is this country's top division. It has 22 teams and plans to grow to 28. Malik wants Raleigh to be one of those expansion cities. A fan group called the Oak City Supporters attends every game and was out in full force on the day of the rally. Oak City member Chuck Givens says the time is right for the MLS to look Raleigh's way.
But it would just mean a lot to the region. Right now we only have one major professional sports franchise in the Hurricanes. And Raleigh is clearly big enough to have two. I've been in Raleigh my entire life. I've grown up here, so I've seen it not have any professional sports teams to possibly having two major professional sports teams would just be huge for the city, and I know that they could support it very easily.
NCFC plays in the North American Soccer League. It's kind of like AAA baseball, but teams aren't affiliated with any MLS clubs. Malik also owns the NC Courage, a women's team that plays in the top domestic league. Both teams play at Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary. At a capacity of 10,000, it's a good size for now, but not big enough for a Major League men's team. Malik partnered with local developer John Kane. They proposed a stadium project in the north part of downtown Raleigh. The state owns the land of the proposed site, but John Kane says that the area is underutilized.
It's quite frankly pretty depressing. I mean, all those buildings are obsolete. They're in horrible shape. They cost a lot of money to operate them.
But talking about the stadium plan really is getting the cart before the horse. 12 cities put in MLS bids. Only two will be awarded this year. Oak City supporter Ryan Jernigan was pretty confident in Raleigh's chances.
I think we got a good shot, man. Steve Malik has made us a lot of promises and he hasn't broken one yet.
But others aren't so sure 2017 will be the year.
I think we've got a great shot to get one of the four franchises.
Adam Gold hosts a local sports talk radio show on 99.9 The Fan.
I don't think it's going to be this go-round. I'm pretty sure that Steve Malik and company don't expect it to be this go-round.
He points out there are other really strong bids in the mix.
Sacramento is a mortal lock to get one of these first two teams. Raleigh is way ahead of Charlotte. Charlotte might as well just drop out. I think Charlotte recognizes that now, because their stadium bid, their whole plan just fell apart.
The Charlotte bid is backed by Marcus Smith, the son of Motor Speedway owner Bruton Smith. But they have asked city and county taxpayers for $100 million. In Raleigh, Malik has promised to finance everything with private money. A potential hang-up for Malik is that the proposed stadium is on state-owned land. Charlotte area state lawmakers have said they don't want to be seen as giving Raleigh an advantage over Charlotte. It's far from a slam dunk that Raleigh will win an MLS franchise, but Malik has made believers out of people like John Kane.
I think that Steve Malik will get an MLS team. It's a matter of when he gets it. I'm betting on Steve, obviously, and I think he's a really good bet.
Now, everyone just has to wait until the MLS makes its decision in December. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.